Can you hear me now? God, Windows so much. I hate Windows so much. You know what? Now that we're talking about it both, but the my Windows decided that when I restarted, it's like, oh, let me just let me update for you. And then it broke Discord. So then I was on the web app. And then the web app of Discord's like, it didn't show your camera. It showed you logged on. And I'm like, I feel like my computer is the broken one. But then I found out I can Windows R to find the app data and then delete the cached Discord, which was corrupted. And then it works. Fucking Windows. I hate Microsoft so much. No, it forced me into broken thing. Yeah, can you hear me? Okay. I'm trying to permanently disable updates because even when I go to the settings, I can only pause it for like 4 weeks. What kind of bullshit is this? You don't even let me turn off your own auto updater? That's such bullshit. So infuriating. Yeah. Yeah. God, if Mariana wasn't such a nice person, I would say some horrible sweeping things about all Windows employees. Microsoft. No, I know. But everyone works their spot. Stupid. Get streams, Josh. Get streams. Also, can I? I don't know if you, if anyone else feels this way, but Bailey and I felt like no one at Denver Airport knew how to be a human. It's like they were all, they just woke up one day and they're like, guess I gotta pilot this meat sack. They're just so fucking stupid. All of them. Everything. 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 Honestly, the employees are better than the passengers, but so many. Everything. On the way there and the way back, I've never dealt with just so many incompetent people. I didn't experience that all of Denver. And generally, airport incompetence is lower than the average place, but that one was astronomical. Well, first of all, no one knew how to walk, but even just, I'll give you one example. To get to the rental car, there's Hertz. Give me one second, sorry. Hello? Who's this? So sorry about that. No, I could, if I was listening, I could have heard you, but I'm more than listening. Okay. Yeah, for some reason, Windows was like, oh, do you want your input device to be one thing and then your output completely different?
But anyway, that is foolish. So we were at the Denver airport. First of all, to get from the airport, after I took the train, because there's a train involved, to get from... Yeah, they had two buses from Hertz, but then they only let us use one door at a time. Collectively, there was like four doors. So they're making everyone shimmy and like, no, you gotta fill this up. And it's like, guys, if you just open all four fucking doors, the hundreds of people here will just get in the fucking bus. But that aside. They made like 300 people, exaggerate. They made so many people use one door at a time instead of just opening all four doors and letting us fill in. No, there was just like, I saw a lady. This was Delta pre-board. This is for people with handicaps and the military. And she got up and tried to go in with her young son. And they're like, no, ma'am, you can't. And then she's like, but I'm boarding group 6. And then they're like, you can't, this isn't even first class boarding. So then she just stands in the fucking way of the she just stood there for 6 boarding groups, just standing there. People have to go around her. Then, when it comes to 6, she's trying to go, and her son had disappeared. He's like 10. And then her mom just goes, is in the front of the lines, like, you have to come over here. Then her son shouts, we're boarding group 7. We shouldn't be boarding yet. And it's like, you guys, she sat in like row like 30th. It was like, what was the point? It was because she was behind me. I was in the middle at 17. I was like, why is she bored? Whatever. No, this kid knew he hated his mom. He was not accidental. He really, and at first, like, wow, this is one dick of a kid. And then we saw the mom like stay there and we're like, oh, he hates his mom. No, Yeah, no, yeah, she was scouring. It was incredible. There was one lady who, while we were waiting, because for some reason Delta gave the New York City terminal like half a seating area. There were these two ladies in their like 40s to 50s that took up collectively 8 seats. Like, they had some stuff, yeah, but they just kept getting up and going a seat over and then putting some stuff down. I assumed they were like saving this for like a horde of people. No, just them. Then this is when I almost shouted, but it would not have gone well. It was mid-flight. There's a part in the flight in Delta where they'll come around. They have like a little tray, and there's just cups, and they filled it with water. Right? Not a crazy convention. I don't fly Delta that much, but I was like, oh, that's nice of them. It's clear glasses, plastics. It is obviously water. She's going around. And keep in mind, these are the two ladies that took up 8 seats. And they go, she's like, do you want a water? And they go, yes, I'd love an iced coffee. And she's just like, no, 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 this is water. She's just like, iced coffee? Literally, this is how the interaction went. And then she's like, no, no, I don't have iced coffee with me. I can go get you hot coffee and put it on ice after this. And she's like, yeah, I'll take an iced coffee. She's like, do you want a glass of water? She's like, no, no, I want the... Then she's like reaching out. And she's like, no, no, can I have an iced coffee? And she's like, I don't know what to fucking tell you. Hello. No, no, they ghosted her. But I will say, I made my favorite joke of all time today. So in our little micro kitchen, there's like an espresso machine, and there's like two different types of coffee machines. Some of them have like these capsules, like a Keurig type of thing, and then one other's like these pouches. And normally I get loose leaf tea that we have, but this time I got one of the pouches, tried it, didn't really like it. I was trying to drink it. So I walk back, and then I pour it out. And then one of the coworkers is like, oh, you didn't like it? And I go, it's not my cup of tea. Oh my God. It was so funny because I didn't even mean to make the joke. It's just an instinct to say it. And then there was like a pause, and then the coworker looked at me and then just started laughing. And I was like, this was... No, then I started thinking about it. I was like, what's a stupid fucking saying? Oh, you didn't like that? Well, it's not my cup of tea anymore. Like, it's just what a stupid saying. But yeah, so there we go. Yeah, when this happened, I was like, I'm so happy D&D's today. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he'll do that. That's what happens with Wi-Fi. Yeah. What is this? Oh, the satellite? Oh, wait, is this when you have dumbbells and you go like this down? The reverse pull-ups? I think Reddit has gotten worse, like significantly worse. That's true. They got rid of Apollo. That was it. But they I don't even know if they do on Apple anymore because they made the API so prohibitively expensive. Like there were paid Reddit apps and then I think they all closed, but I used Apollo. Yeah, it really was. The second you hung up, I was just talking to the other chat box, like, what a fucking idiot. Yeah. I mean, they're housing child soldiers. I'll probably change it. This is the first background I saved with underscore one because I was like, I'm not. Oh. there were like half moons and all of that. My favorite was blue gold because we could use yellow gold in the place with blue gold, but all of our blue gold is useless in the yellow gold areas. Elias is definitely important. I can just tell. That just seems like if this was a CW show, that's going to be like some like fallen angel that they found in the woods that's like kind of done with everyone, but they're kind of willing to help the protagonist after a little help. Yeah.
company.
If she has any photos, you should send it. That's what my grandma used to do, but they didn't use a tub. They stood outside. And it's not because they're better than your grandma. It's because they didn't have a tub. I'll ask after. Why doesn't count? Feel free not to tell us this, but if we didn't wait at the top of the roller state thing, would the pixie guy have been alive? Oh, that's fair, because then it would tell us if that was related to the other thing. Okay. Okay. All right. I was just curious. Yeah. Can you write that down, note taker, Tanner?
Yeah.
Well, Josh, you should also write down the answer now so you don't forget. Well, now you do, but anyway. All right, well. So, all right, I wake up. I go downstairs for breakfast.
Oh.
Patchwork? Patchwork? Are you French? Campaign One Notion. So, yeah. I'd like to walk up. What's the name of the heart again? Ginny. Yeah, Ginny. You guys have any like fire repellent? Something like that. What if the Ember Call tried to set the roof on fire? I don't know if this will be enough. That's fine. Can I have 4 plates of eggs and bacon? Right. All right, so next step, we'll get some cash. Think so. What we got? How old are you again? We'll talk about that later. So they got to decode that receiver. They gotta patch up the walls, and then 4 days from now we gotta go to that meeting, right? Is that our to-do stuff? Who's this guy? Which roller rink again? Oh, yeah. Totally remember that. Totally remember that. Yeah. I'm great. Let's go. Benny.
Don't we have that other God? So, there's also like a little piece of paper, I think, that goes with it. Do you think that this might be getting the Ember song? And if so, do you think we could tune it to get the Void song? Void call? Do you have any leftover tin foil, by the way? Let's just go get some. Let's go get some. No. You do? What's it called? Does he give you discounts? Ooh, can I borrow some money? Three gold. No, to get rid of my debt. Well, if collectively I was able to get 22 gold, I would love a full set of plate armor. Can you heal people? Okay, so if I go down, you can heal me? Oh, cool. Glad you finally thought that was important enough. But you know what helped us not need healing? If I'm harder to hit. I need 22. Oh, 30% off. Then I only need 18. 10% off. Yeah, so you buy the arms, I buy the leg. Can I, wait, I have half plate, can I just buy the other half? This seems ridiculous, but I feel like it kind of makes sense. But I only need the pants. I only need the pants, yeah. I only need the pants. Oh, yeah, let's go do that. I will take it. Sounds good. I think that or Josh, does Argyle think we could go to like one of the nearest scale offices and find some like, I don't know, work there, over like arbiter work or something? Do they do that, or is it only scale people? That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Yeah. I said we go to the scrapyard. I will say, I turn over to my compatriots. A healing potion's 4 gold. That's a lot of money. Thank you. I'll be in your debt. Literally, actually. Yeah. I swing. I'm kidding. Okay. That's sick. Where'd you come from again? Never mind. Where'd this bird come from again? How'd you get here from Belvedere? So, what do your parents do? Oh, some rich kid over here. Gotcha. That makes a lot more sense. I only need 8 gold between the two of you, unless you want to throw in a little extra. Yeah, it'd be crazy for an org to develop processes to start trying to create super soldier children. That'd be crazy. Definitely no one's doing that. It's also adorable to see a little 9-year-old with this thing of armor.
Both?
I pull out two sacks. Yeah, two sacks of silverware, and then my half plate. That will get me to a total of 16. That'll get me to a total of 11. Armor's 30 times 0.9. I need two people to donate 8 gold if they can. Yeah. 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 30. Yeah. Yes. If you're okay with that. No, I'm not expecting it. Thank you, gentlemen. You can have, you know, I'm good for it. I'm not going anywhere. But really, I just want him to enchant my slacks now, because my suit's enchanted. My jacket's enchanted. And while he's doing that, okay,
you get the right one. Argyle, once he gets his new suit made, it's going to be a slightly dark, it's a really dark blue, and as he's putting it on, people might notice that his eyes are less gold today, and they're more of like a bright white, almost bluish color. But yeah. And, yeah. Yeah. You guys ready to go? So, Benny. All right, I'll wait till when we leave. Yeah, I think I'm just right. I'm ready to just start heading over to the scrapyard. So as we're heading over, I'd be like, hey, Benny, so how long have you been nine? And then the year before that, how old were you? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean by humanoid numbers? Like if I was a human? I'm pretty young. Yeah, I'm pretty young. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know. You're the one who said humanoid numbers. Do you think other races like elves don't have? They have their own numbers, or what do you think? I will start speaking to you in Elven. How about 20? Yeah, I'm about 20. In human years. If I was human. Yeah. I'd be different. Well, I'm just, I don't know. It's weird. You're 9. This far from home. Wait, so just out of curiosity, were you just like, you're in Belvedere, that's an orc, right? And what does your dad do in Belvedere? And then you... So, Benny, do you have a mom around? Oh, we need physically to have a mom, theoretically.
I didn't say I was born on a farm. I said I came from like a farm. It's different. That is. Oh. And then everything got blown up. Yeah. 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 Citadel. Where were you? Where were you again when it happened? And you were a barkeep? Last stop to what? Yeah, I thought it was going to be like left on a train. The what? Okay. Yeah. Argyle pulls out a new business card. Oh, my licensing came through, so I the doctor's bolded, and yeah, so there you go. I also got added iconoclasm. So. Oh yeah, I have a guy. This is complimentary with the scale. Well, it's actually covered by my parents. They know it's one of my passions. Yeah. That's classified. They're operatives of the scale. Yeah. Out of character, I would tell you their names. I don't know if I have them. Oh.
Yeah, can you just say it? I would say it. Okay. Yes. Those are their names. Oh, I see it. Yeah, there's just so many names, I was scared of reading the wrong one. Yes. They're all the members of the scale, because you know it's them all.
Yeah. It's space envy. Yeah. I probably could have just started doing some surgeries. They're probably gonna make me some money.
Yeah.
I guess I will reroll. I got 26, yeah. You know, I just want to address something earlier from the walk. You guys looked at me like I'm crazy for getting new business cards. He got a glowing pick from a god. This other guy got two fans. And then you got a bird. Yeah, mine's a free too. Gift from your parents? I don't think it'd be good for me or the fans. As he shakes his hand, he pulls out a gun. What pays better? Let's do moving. Wait, yeah. What gets us? He said a grand? Ah. That's fair. What do we have to guard? Can we just guard the thing while we do the other thing? Okay. It's already locked. It's solidified magic, that's why it's so heavy. Do they come from the group? Oh, like Michelin food tasters. I don't say that because they don't exist in this world. What's the name of a big tire company? Like Korav Food Tasters. Yeah. It's kind of rigged because, you know, you actually have to pay them for them to come to your city. That's why there's none in the Citadel. We have good food, though, I promise. Actually, yeah. All right, so let's go. So it's not equivalent to the Diamond District in New York? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Pay us. Are you paying us 50 now and 50 there? We get back. Oh, he's going to pay us. Good to know. Any doorman that can open this is the doorman for us, as long as they give us the money. Sounds good. Cool. How are you getting paid? Oh, you made it here. I see. Very cool. And what was it that he paid you to make again? You're right. Nah. All right. He's two weapons. And one of them is a crater. Do you need me to carry you so you can look through his eyes? You're probably as light as a feather, so it's fine.
That's good.
Gotcha. Mike, it wasn't until that conversation with the guy that I think I realized what your character is. I'm not going to say it, but I'm pretty sure I know what it is. That's my guess. I don't know if it's right. I don't want you to confirm it. I'm purposely not saying it in case anyone has their mic on, but also I love how your character's dad's name is Adam, like the first man. He's definitely some evil necromancer. I made a guess on Mike's character. I think I didn't want a confirmation or deny. Yeah. Actually, I think he's a pug. My favorite was how you immediately were like annoyed at him. You're like, what a fucking idiot. I'll also be looking out. I got it. I got 21.
And he has a 6'5" bodyguard.
We go into the alley and kill them.
I'm kidding. We'll keep going. I'll go first. Okay. Why do you think I'm fake? Why do you think my character's fake? What do you think's fake about him? His elven-like features? He could be an elf. Yeah, he could be an elf. I'm just saying he's elven-like. You don't know his race. I immediately reach for my axe. He brought the goblin. Did he get anything with it, or? You know, in the Citadel, if you're caught stealing, they cut off your hands. I'm kidding. They don't. Can I trip him? Gotcha. Yeah, no worries. Hopefully it's not a reverse pickpocket and put a grenade in your pocket. All right, let's keep going. Do you have anything in your pocket? I meant, you want to check to see if you put something in there? Yeah, what if you put like a tracker or something? Okay.
As this is happening, I'm going to be looking around to see if there's more people coming towards us. Yeah. I'm actually going to try to get behind the cops as I'm looking. No, I'm trying to get behind them. Hey, sir, do you have any identification? Like perception or deception? Can I point it to one of my comrades instead? Yeah. Hey, when did you guys start working in this district? Oh, doing what? I'm surprised your clients can afford it, given the district. We say as we're just circling each other. I'm gonna start moving to be behind the guy behind Benny.
Well, he tries to. Yeah. We never say anything about delivery. Should we have struck? Hey guys, you want to go talk about this like gentlemen in this alley over here? What was your name, by the way? Oh, okay, Officer Smith. And I wrote down his badge number. Hey, what was your name? By the way, other guy. Yeah, just curious about his name. This Mew? Okay. Goodbye. That's true. All right. They change shape. Yeah, it's set over. Skedaddle.
How much are cars ballparking? How much is a car if you ballpark it? You don't have to give me like a concrete number, just like thousands, I'm assuming. Yeah. Gold pieces, not silver pieces. And then if you get a car and you need to go voidward or starward, are there like tunnels you can take? Or you just shit out of luck? Okay. Gotcha. My sides. Dope. Oh, Josh's gonna have a lot of fun with this trip, huh? Fucking knew it when he said 3. Sturdy. Yeah. Happen. Ideally, inside of a tram, we could put Benny against the wall, and then I'd be in a row in front. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna try to talk to the groups of two. Is there one that doesn't speak if I try to talk to any of them? Can I roll a medicine check to see if they're skinwalkers? Do their skin fit tight? No, I'll do a society check. Wait. 13. Don't like him. I go back to guard my child friend. Okay, I don't talk to them. I knew it. I knew it, bitches. Did he get off? And we didn't have a Captain America moment in that elevator. So we walk. Are there goblins following us? Yeah. All right, I'll make a check then. God damn it. So, guys, I haven't really been in the field before. Should we just go into an alley and let them come in, and we just beat the fuck out of them? Just let them come to us. Yeah. Oh, I think they want a piece of this. Yeah, I want it to be a juicy spot for them to try to ambush us. We're going to ambush them. Which way is the trap? Which way is the trap? Great. I don't like the tension of these guys following us. I just want to be over with it. Yeah, just like there's a supernatural thing after us, so we're just going through every basement we can on the way to the end. I raise my hand and I go, which one's Smith and which one's Mute? Hands will be flying, I'll tell you that.
Argyle's going to like reach back, not grab his axe out yet, and goes, "Come on, come and take it." I assume it's me and Benny in the front. Oh, we did? I thought that was at 5. Oh. Gotcha. I did not add that. Did you, can I give you that sheet? I didn't realize. Okay, cool. Johnny, did you want to switch? Yeah, okay. Your 2 hit, Mike? Okay. I'm really happy that I have this, Josh, but I don't think I'm supposed to have a plus 17. Oh, maybe I do. Yes, I do. Thank you. I was like, I'm really, really happy about it, Josh, but Benny, this is why we don't trust cops. I know you were saying they might be honest cops, just paid by some other people, but this is why we don't trust them. Are we running up, Betty? All right. So I will. How does deferring turns work? So I can't just drop initiative order. Because I don't have to use a move action. I assume they're going to come towards me. No, I should go first. Okay, I'll move forward. Oh, yeah, no, I was just going to drop.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll just step back. I'll step forward.
I'll move. I can't step that far. I can move that far. Yeah. Yep. I'm going to take a little swack at that guy. Okay.
Ooh.
I was hoping for at least a crit on that, but that's fine. I got 13. Okay. And I will strike at the other guy, which should apply my sweep. Yes. I'll take that. All right, and that's my turn. Wait until you get to my reactions. If you stand near me, I can pout, champion, protect you. Oh, 15 feet, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, intimidation. So his AC is higher than 19, but his AC, you can hit him with at least a 19, but a 16, it's higher than a 16. That's right now. No, I'm not a fighter. No, that was him. That was the other guy. Hits.
Yikes. It's just 10 plus either of those. So it'll hit either way. I applied it. Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you, my boy. And Benny's just like waving. How many rounds is this one? Three? Oh, it's four? It's four. Okay. Great. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Very good turn.
I can still strike while immobilized, right? I just can't move. And strikes aren't manipulate, though. Great. All right, I will strike number one, who's bloodied. Oh, this is Chuckles. This is mute. Okay. Oof, I will mythic that because I have two. Yeah. Okay. Does escape have map? All right. I will just, my second action will be just to attack this guy again, number one. I will not do Mythic Leaf yet. I will try. All right, my last Mythic point, I will do this mythically. Oh, all right. So, what's the flat check to do something? Manipulate. Okay. Great. Great. So now I'm going to treat wounds. Battle medicine. Yeah, and it's this thing. No, it's skills. Then I gotta go all the way to where? This one. Treat wounds, DC 15. Yes. Great. And because of my mythic feat, I get another mythic point back. Because I'm a caretaker calling my crit. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. All right. It's my turn. Yeah. If you can kill him, he doesn't flank me.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, he looks over and he realizes that the little kid's running up to him with that super heavy football case. And Argyle strangely looks healthier, as healthy as when he first showed up. No, actually, did he sustain the grip? The description that got sent. Okay. No, it's like the grapple thing from Ukathal said on a success, it's only until the end of its next turn. Sorry for reading the things you sent. Sorry. All right, well, now I know to try to escape. Gotcha.
It does.
Ooh, max damage. I look over at Benny and I go, we gotta finish it now. I'm going to make a swing at this guy. Hit.
Yes. Yes.
As I, sorry, go. No, as I go to swing, I go high, you go low, and I go axe high, and I wait for Benny to go right, and he dies by just getting. Yeah. Oof. Do they have anything on their bodies? Or they absorbed everything, right? Yeah, they absorbed their bodies. Oh, I grab those. I totally grab those. Fantastic. Anyone here? Before I forget, though, anyone here good with a pen in game? All right, I need you to add agent of the on one of my business cards. I only said one of them. They had high ACs, so they weren't super low level, I assume. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I will. Well, I will say that with all these reactions and canceling, what's that meme where it's just like Lev dead and then Benny born at the same year? Where it's like the Rizzler and the other guy.
Hey, that's the spirit of Lev. Spirit of Lev.
His beak's worse than his bark.
So this might be our last time playing for a month, right?
And then my wedding's the 4th. Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Sounds good. You could do both. You guys could be beta readers if no one wants it. It might be too late. So
good night.